The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us this morning. And a beautiful day after a rather rainy and I had hail at my place.
We had a bunch of hail, too. Had some things broken on that one.
It was
tough.
I drove through hail in Austin, got back to Houston, drove through hail in Houston.
Oh, man.
Double trouble.
Well, I'll say. So.
Did you get any dings in your vehicle?
Or not that I can see. Okay. I haven't gone over it with a fine-tooth comb. I was worried about my windshield.
I was worried about my head. I was outside doing something, and all of a sudden, clank, clank, clank. Yeah. So anyway, hope everybody survived the weekend okay. And, of course, last week being tax week, that was something to survive as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Glad that's over with.
Yes.
Yeah, writing out those checks is not a lot of fun.
I think everybody should have to do that. They should have to pay the tax by writing out your own check instead of having it withheld from your paycheck. That would change the tax code real fast.
Yeah, so, you know, if you didn't do as well as you think you should have tax season this time around, maybe you need to think about some different strategies to make sure you're taking advantage of everything you can do, whether it's IRAs, whether you're putting enough in your 401k or 403b plans, anything like that, where you can come out better for the next time around. A little bit of planning, a little strategy goes a long way. By the way, going a long way today, the stock markets. We were down, way down Friday, and now this morning, we're way up.
Yep. Almost recovered everything we lost on Friday. So it's like, did you buy on Friday?
Yeah.
That takes some nerve there to buy when everything's going down.
It was on sale.
Yeah. When it's on sale, you know, and if you, those of you who have retirement plans at your workplace, maybe you were lucky and your contribution or your deferral from your pay into your retirement plan might have come on that day. Wow. Then you really did buy low.
That's why we put it in every month.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. You know, that's one of the advantages of having go in. And what you hope is that the day that your weekly, biweekly, or monthly contribution goes in, that the market drops drastically and the next day goes right back up.
Just so kind of like what's happening.
You know, what happened if you timing was good on Friday? Guess what?
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to time everything. So
that's right.
The main thing is just putting it in on a regular basis, and sometimes you're going to hit it when it's up, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're going to hit it when it's down, and in between, and all those other things. So the main thing is to just sock something away.
Put it away. Put it away.
We're going to take a little break here in a minute, but I have some interesting info on something I've noted as someone who handles 401k plans for mm-hmm. companies, and that is so many people who are below age 40 or 45 are not putting anything away for their retirement, especially in a 401k or 403b plan. They're not doing it. So we'll take a look at that and see some of the most common reasons why, and then some shocking, I found shocking, information on where we're putting our money instead. Yeah. It's going to be a surprise for some of you. Some of you may be doing this on your own, so you're going to listen up for that. And you guys have some topics as well we're going to bring up.
Yeah, we had some Social Security. I went to, we were talking, Jane and I, with some clients came for free review and talked about Social Security benefits. When should you apply? When should you not apply? How does it work? And
then, yeah, we have some real good information to give out on Social Security. I've been taking another American College class, and part of it has to do with Social Security questions, and I'm learning a lot. And we had the workshop. And
had the workshop Thursday in Brenham that we invited all of you to.
In Houston.
We're going to try and have one in Brenham for our clients and select people.
Yeah.
You'll get your chance to come to that.
That's
out
right.
There. Mm-hmm. You're in the Brenham area.
Used to work for the Social Security Administration for 35 years. She knows it inside and out.
Yeah, and she keeps up with everything, too.
That's
any
correct.
Changes and all that. So now that she's not working for the feds, she can tell us what they're up to. And more importantly, how do you maneuver with the Social Security Administration and what your benefits might be now, or if you wait, or what about spouse benefits, widow or widower's benefits, all those things and more. So we're going to have that coming up on our calendar as well. In the meantime, got questions right now? We're going to take a little break. And if you have something you want to ask us right this minute, here is our phone number. And you can call us while the commercials are on if you're shy. That way we'll just have a nice private conversation on the phone right now. That number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Can't trust that day.
Would you like to be a member of a club where you can swim, play golf, and enjoy social activities with family and friends? The Brenham Country Club's membership drive is going on now with some openings available in each level of membership. The annual golfing membership includes golf, swimming, and clubhouse activities. Or choose the social membership or just the swim membership. Find out more online at BrenhamCC.com or call 836-1733 today. Enjoy the summer more with a membership to the Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105.
Brenham Rest Home and Rehabilitation is adding to their team of compassionate health care professionals with certified CNAs, all shifts, a full-time dietary cook split shift, and RN and LVN charge nurses. Apply in person at 406 Cottonwood in Brenham. Recognized by the National Research Corporation as their 2013 Excellence in Action Award winner for workforce satisfaction, Brenham Rest Home is an incredible place to pursue your career. They offer the most up-to-date range of health care services, including full private Medicare and Medicaid beds. See their website at BrenhamRestHome.com.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center at downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, go team!
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. How about Grandpa's pocket watch, antique lace doilies, or a baby's christening dress? They can frame your Boy Scout awards, 4-H ribbons, or purple hat. And Uniques has over 30 years experience of framing diplomas, fine art prints, letters or certificates, and more. Would you like a creative and personal gift for a loved one? Let Uniques help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality material and workmanship. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Store, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team here with you from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Offices in Central Texas, right here in Brenham. Main Street across from the courthouse. And then also another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston. Glad to have you listening in this morning as we go through some, I think, really interesting things that a lot of us don't always think about. But I want to say something here about why it's so important that we talk with our sons, daughters, grandkids, etc., about the importance of starting as soon as they can to put money aside. That's the last thing on their minds. Just imagine yourself in your 20s and your 30s and you got kids and you got all this stuff.
What's the most important thing on your mind at the time? Getting married, buying a house, buying a car, then the kids come along, mm-hmm. and the bills just keep coming.
Yeah, and they get more and more. So how do you make a dent on this? And many of you listening to the program have done a great job of socking it away, whether it's 403Bs or 401Ks and all those different initials and numbers and all that stuff, retirement plans, even brokerage accounts, even putting money in the bank, whatever you do, you've been putting money aside for the rainy day and for your retirement later on. So you've mm-hmm. done some planning ahead. And a lot of that is because so many of us in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond in age group had parents who told us that it was important to do this. So what are you telling your kids?
Or showing them.
Or showing them by example.
I remember when I was probably in grade school, every Monday night my mom would take us kids down to the bank and we could put in our 50 cents or a buck. That was mm-hmm. big money back then. And yep. that was a Monday night ritual. We'd go after dinner. The bank stayed open, I guess, just for that purpose, to get the kids to open their accounts and get started saving on that one.
Mm-hmm. I saw a grandmother at one of the banks here in Brenham over the weekend taking her little grandson in and putting in his little thing from his allowance.
That's a good way to start.
It's his little deposit in there, and that was a really, really good thing. So is this important? Well, here's a bit of information from the Wall Street Journal and Market Watch online. 600 comments from readers of that online service, a discussion about why most people under the age of 30 are not investing. So this is really looking at age 20 to 30, where they're starting to get jobs and work and all that stuff. 26% of those individuals are investing and saving, especially in something like a 401k type of plan. 58% of those of us aged 50 to 64 are investing. So 50, mm-hmm. almost 60% of us are putting something away for our retirement and for the future. About a quarter of those younger than that are doing it. Now, why is this? According to the article here, one of the guys who wrote this article said, well, let's look at how few Americans of all ages invest in the stock market, whether it's ours, global, etc., mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, those kind of things. And the biggest reason they cite for not doing it is that they, quote, cannot afford to do it. Then another analyst named Chuck Jaffe came out and he said, well, wait a minute, here's my opinion. He says some people are just making excuses and not saving for retirement. And he points out that starting small and making steady contributions is the recipe for long-term success. He also said the average household in the U.S. reportedly spends almost $550 a year on lottery tickets. That's almost $50 a month spread out over a year on lottery tickets, even though research from the Employee Benefit Research Institute shows that more than a quarter of Americans that have less than $1,000 put away for retirement.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me about that is, generally speaking, we're talking about young people that are just getting involved in the workforce, and they're having their first jobs, and you know, I can understand the excuse, well, I can't afford it. But, you know, the other thing that's interesting about it is that they become eligible for their 401k plans generally within how many days of getting employment?
It's usually 60 days.
60 days.
60 to 90.
Well, one of the things we always talk about is how easy it is to contribute to your 401k because it's done on a payroll deduction basis. Mm-hmm. And when you do payroll deduction, what that means is the paycheck that you take home is after you've already made a contribution to your 401k plan. So you get used to having that amount of money to spend every week or every couple of weeks or every month.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't do it until they get started after 60 days and the employer isn't making, when you start employment, you have to fill out your W-9 and they're going to take their Social Security tax and how much income tax. That comes out of your check right away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait 60 days, then they have to make that decision. Well, am I going to take more out of my paycheck now as opposed to starting right away?
Yeah, you should start right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen some businesses where you got to work there a year first before you're eligible. And so if that's the case, you've been getting that paycheck for put away. Just take it. Take it out of your check yourself, which takes a little bit of discipline.
Well, you can do an automatic deposit.
Right, that's true. Just automatic deduct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Just
so you're
get
doing
started.
Almost the same.
Yeah,
thing.
That's the thing. It's much easier to get started from the very beginning. And so if they were eligible to go ahead and put the money into their 401k plan right away, mm-hmm. I think there's the possibility that there might be more contributions because they get used to doing it from the very beginning, and the employer puts a bigger emphasis on this isn't going to be taking out of your paycheck every single time you get a paycheck. There's going to be Social Security taxes, there's going to be income tax, and there's going to be your contribution to your 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get this started right away, and then you get used to living on that amount of income every month.
Well, you know, I do have to confess that every time I go to a, 7-Eleven, you know, whatever. Well, I'm there getting, Quick Stop or whatever, and I'm getting gasoline or whatever outside. I have to really fight with myself if I see someone standing up at the counter and they're buying lottery tickets and they got their, spouse or their kids or whatever with them. And I really have to fight with myself not to say, so, are you putting money in your 401k? And also, is this your retirement plan? Because the odds are so far against you in that, as opposed to slow and steady, boring, I admit, plodding along toward putting something away for retirement.
Well, the other thing about it, too, is if you get started right away before you have children, then you're already in the habit of putting that money away into your retirement plan because, let's face it, when life comes along
mm-hmm.
and you start having children, you start buying houses, you start buying cars, you buy that furniture, the refrigerator, all of these things start adding up and you're looking at I've got all these bills now. I don't think I can put money away. Well, if you start at the beginning, before you had kids, before you bought a home, before you did all of these other things, you're already contributing, and now all these other things have to fit within your budget after you've already started contributing to your retirement.
Yeah, I think that's key. You're already used to living on what you're taking home.
Absolutely.
And so when you start looking ahead, you're going, this is how much we have to take mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
So there you are. But I repeat, the lottery is not a retirement plan. There we go. There's my soapbox on that one for today. You got questions? We got answers right here. And the number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. By the way, let's get kind of rolling on the topics that you have here, Doug, because we got about 4 minutes until we hit this first break.
Okay, I've got some quick ones. A 4 minute topic here,
mm-hmm.
okay? Before we get into the bigger topic. How you own things, joint ownership.
Does this mean with you and a spouse or what?
How things are titled.
Okay.
Joint ownership comes in several different forms.
Okay.
A lot of these are CDs, checking accounts. It could be real estate, could be life insurance, could be annuities, anything that has a title to it or it has names and ownerships on it.
Mm-hmm.
So in joint ownership, there's the most common tends to be joint tenancy with the right of survivorship. That's abbreviated as JTWROS.
Okay.
So if you go into the bank and you want to have your son or daughter on your account, you could do that, or the two spouses. That's the most common. Each owner holds equal right to the property. So any owner can withdraw the funds from the account at any time without the other owner knowing it.
So it's not a 50-50 thing.
No, it's not a 50-50.
And that's really something else, and we'll talk about what that's called.
So that one you got to be careful with, because if grandma and grandpa, if you put it on there with the kids could go in and take it all. And not even tell you.
And you wouldn't know until it was
until you
done.
Got your statement.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. That's joint tenancy with the right of survivorship.
Okay.
Upon death, it automatically transfers to the survivor, and there's no probate. It just automatically goes.
I mean, it really doesn't make any difference what the will says at that point.
That's
because,
correct.
That's how the asset is titled, and whoever the survivor is going, mm-hmm. that's their property.
Okay, another one in Texas here is community property. That's where this is joint ownership that's only can exist between a husband and wife, and each spouse's ownership rights in the community property are dictated by state law.
So here in Texas, is it 50-50?
It's 50-50. You cannot give away something without your spouse signing off on it. We have a lot of those in life insurance policies where the beneficiary on life insurance. In Texas, your spouse has to be at least a 50% beneficiary. In other words, you can't leave it all to the kids or grandkids or something like that. If it's a life insurance policy and the spouse is on it, she's got to sign off if she has less than 50% ownership. So it can't be done. People leave life insurance proceeds to their church or charity or whatever, but the spouse needs to sign off on that one. Because it's 50% community property. The most common things that you run into that one is think of California and the divorces out there. Same thing. That's community property state. And they're entitled to, while you're married, half of everything that was earned in that relationship.
Oh, that also have to do with like IRAs or 401k plans.
Yep.
As community property. And if you name someone other than your spouse as beneficiary of your 401k or your IRA, your spouse has to say, yeah, I'm aware of it, and I'm okay with it.
That's called a waiver.
Yeah.
There is a waiver form.
For the spouse.
Yes, and they have to sign it. And in some cases, not all, but some cases, that signature has to be notarized.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, again, there are only, I think, 11 community property states in the United States, and this is one of them, California, you mentioned.
That's the two big ones.
So the two biggies. And other ones, you can do a lot more leeway on things. But I know when I do 401k plan enrollments at companies, that's always, well, how come I have to put my spouse on here? Well, you don't have to. Here's the waiver form.
Just have them sign off.
Have them sign it, and they say, oh, yeah. So
okay.
A lot of that we don't get.
Well, we run into that too. And they say, well, I want to make my 2-year-old child the beneficiary of my 401k plan. You say, well, I'm not quite sure your 2-year-old child can be the recipient of that money.
Well, and the thing is that the 401k provider company, whether it's some big mutual fund firm or investment firm or whatever it is, it's running that thing. They're not going to hold money in trust for your child for the next 18 years or 17 years or whatever it is until they turn age 18. They're not going to do that. So you need to be thinking always about what's going to happen if something were to happen to you. And something, if you're married, what is happening if it happens to you and your spouse? Who is going to be in charge of the money in your retirement plan to make sure it goes toward helping your children as they're continuing to grow up? It is something to really consider. So again, do check in with your human resources department. Have you filled out the beneficiary statements? Are they up to date? Are they current? Don't let somebody in your family get a surprise later on. Right. All right. Coming back, we'll take another look at the markets. And by the way, a few things about Social Security coming up in this next half hour of the program. If you got questions in the meantime, here is our number for calling us during the commercials. If you're shy, great time to call us. Talk to us in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Tony, Doug, Jamie, and Craig will be back right after this.
Not much longer would you be mine. Ooh, I made it to the grapevine. And now...
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care in Brenham is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient quality care available in Brenham. Visit us online to learn more. St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general seal fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke. LinkyWelding.com.
Wondering how to keep organized and ahead of the game this year? With a new computer from PCS. Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 15 years doing business as PCS. With the best on-site services even before all the big box stores arrive. He has new and reconditioned systems with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell system laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 at a great low price. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS, in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go Green, Go White. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Buy your new furniture and bedding from a furniture store you can trust. Herman Furniture, the oldest locally owned and operated furniture store in Texas. Now operated by the fourth and fifth generations of the Herman family. See beautiful, fully accessorized settings of living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, patio, and family room furniture at Herman Furniture, 213 West Alamo in downtown Brenham. Also, visit Herman General Store right next door, featuring some of the best Texas-made products, gift items, and even children's clothing. Infant sizes to 14. Open daily.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, HeatStar heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we've got a terrific website. Do take advantage of it. It's moneymakeoverteam.com. Moneymakeoverteam.com. We've got tutorials. We've got little video presentations. We got all kinds of great stuff. Financial calculators, articles on how various financial products work. All of that and more information right there at your fingertips, totally free of charge at moneymakeoverteam.com. Also, you can send us an email question. Glad to answer it for you. No problem. And if you want to set up time to come by and do the free review in our office, bring your stuff. you've still got it out there from when you did your taxes, fine. Gather everything up. See if you're on track the right way for you and your family. And let me give you the office phone number. That's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner in the studio. Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. And Craig Montana running the studio for us. And Doug, looks like we're still up on the markets. And Jamie, we had a big tailspin downward Friday. Now we're way up.
Yeah, it's interesting how that goes, you know. And it's interesting too what's been going on with the price of oil.
That's right. We're having that conversation off the air.
Yeah, the price of oil is up around $58 now, getting up close to 60. And
it'd be nice to hover between 60 and 70. For a while,
that's a nice
40 and 50.
Magic range, because of what it costs to get the oil out of the ground, they can't make money on it at $40 a barrel. So if you can't make money on it at $40 or $50 a barrel, you don't drill for it, or you don't frack for it. But at 60 to 70, yeah, you can make some money on that.
Well, you know, they're even, I've been reading, some of our clients out there are more expert at this information, but I have been reading that most of the drillers who are up in some of the shale formations in North Texas and up around Loving County and Presidio, well, up north from Presidio and up into the Permian Basin, Delaware Basin, they're at $35 to break even.
To break even.
Yeah, they're so efficient. Their methodology is so good, and some of them in the Eagle Ford are right in that $35 to $40 we make money bracket. So we're still coasting along pretty good here. There's not no need to push the panic button. I know we've had some consolidation already and some layoffs, but I think we're seeing things starting to get at least better.
Yeah, there were some articles last week that there were still some of the bigger companies that are still looking at purchases. Kinder Morgan, I think there was an article by, I don't know his first name, the founder of Kinder Morgan, Kinder, was looking and saying, yeah, we're still in the process of evaluating, are there good buys out there?
Well, look what happened the last time we had a big shakeout years ago. That's how we got ExxonMobil. That's how we got ConocoPhillips. And many others by acquisition, merger and acquisition. And I think we've been seeing some of that already, and we're probably going to continue to have some more. Meantime, what about you listening here in the audience? Let's look a little bit at what we mentioned before the break, which is
Social Security benefits. There are so many ins and outs. I mean, Jamie's been studying it up because he's got to take some continuing education, so he took the Social Security module. I was at a workshop Thursday. We put it on for some of our Houston clients. We had a speaker come in. It was sponsored by a mutual fund company. Thank you for them, but
we can't say who they are.
I would love to say them, but you would know their name very easily. He has this lady. She worked for her, Elaine is her name. She'd been with the Social Security Administration for 35 years. And all she does now, she retired, all she does is go around with this, around the country. She flies four times a week, she says, to different places and puts on presentations. I've heard her for the last 7 or 8 years she's been doing this. But this is what she does full time. She knows the information inside and out. And so we came across a couple things that you may want to consider should you file early on your, you know, at 62, you can file for Social Security benefits. But there's pluses and minuses for that. And what's your full retirement age? For most people, it's what, 66?
Almost 67 now.
Yeah, at this point, most of the people are reaching full retirement age now. It's age 66. Up through if you're born up through 1954, there's an I think it's 1948 to 1954, your full retirement age is age 66.
Okay, now, key phrase here, full retirement age.
What does that mean?
That means that's the age that you can start taking the maximum, the most Social Security benefit that you can get and still continue to work if you want. But as she emphasized on the full retirement benefit, they go by months, not years. So if your full retirement age is 66 and 5 months and you retire and file for benefits at 66 and 4 months, that's not full retirement age. So you got to be careful on that one. It goes by the months.
Yeah, and the thing that's important to know about that is if you elect to take benefits before full retirement age, you lock in those lower benefits for your lifetime. Now, you'll continue to receive what they're called the COLA increases, the cost of living adjustments, but you've locked in that lower benefit, and so that benefit cannot grow.
See, now, I'll give you an example of maybe why you should take Social Security at 62. Husband and wife, the lower earning spouse retires early and starts Social Security at age 62.
Okay.
Okay. While the higher earning spouse continues to work until age 70.
Once and that's your maximum? You can't go beyond 70
after age
and keep
70,
accruing?
Then doesn't matter.
Okay.
Social Security, you can work.
You can work, but it doesn't grow anymore, so you better take it. Because also, once you get past full retirement age, your Social Security benefit increases by a guaranteed 8% a year. So think of your, she makes a comment, think of your Social Security benefit as an asset. Here's an asset that if you leave it sit, it's going to grow 8% a year for 4 years. So if you hit full retirement age and your lower earning spouse can take it at 62, once you hit full retirement age, the lower earning spouse can now file on your Social Security benefit. I have a couple doing this. They came to the workshop Thursday, got them the paperwork yesterday so they could fill it out. She retired at 62 early because she really retired at age 60, but when she got 62, she took benefits. He's working full-time. He's going to continue to work full-time, and he's the higher-income worker, income spouse by long shot. But now he's going to hit full retirement age in 3 months, so she's going to file on his Social Security benefit, and her benefit now will probably increase by double of what she had been getting.
Because she's going to get half of
his
value. He's going to get the full thing.
Well, he's not going to get anything.
Oh, he's not going to at all.
He's going to file, but he wants to keep working.
He's going to file for benefits, but say, I don't want them.
Okay.
That's called file and suspend, claim and suspend.
Yeah, in this particular case, since she's already drawn it, and let's say it's like $500 a month is what she's been getting for the last 3-4 years. Well, now, when he files, she can get half of his, and that'll be more like $1,200 a month.
Yeah, well, see, what's confusing about Social Security that makes it really complicated, and we're not going to even talk about disability benefits, okay?
Let's just leave that out of it.
But when we're talking about retirement benefits, you're really talking about three different benefits that you can claim on. One are workers' benefits. Workers' benefits are your benefits that you've accrued during your working years. And you file on your own benefits, you're filing on your worker benefits. But then there's also spousal benefits. You can file on spousal benefits, which is a separate thing from your own worker benefits.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, the third thing are survivor benefits, which are different than spousal benefits and worker benefits. And you have to take all three into consideration because at some point during your lifetime, you may take advantage of all three.
Mm-hmm.
And the example that you gave, Doug, is an example of one where that particular person may do what's called triple dipping.
Okay, yeah, because she took it on her,
on
benefit
her benefits
when she could. Now
she's going to take her spousal benefits,
and if he passes
away first, she'll get spousal benefits.
Or the death benefit, So there's Social Security's plan. It's not just cut and dried.
It really is planning. It is planning, right?
Okay. It is planning. Because another example, real life example, I have a couple. The husband's like 9 years older than the spouse. The husband's retired. He's 75. She's 66. She took her full retirement age. At full retirement age, she took her Social Security benefit. But she's still working full-time. So this lady came to the Social Security workshop, and after hearing that, she's going to go back because it's within the first 12 months since she filed.
Because she's full retirement age now.
Because she's full retirement age.
She's 66.
And some months. But she had been taking her, she'd filed on her own worker benefit, been taking
at full retirement age.
At full retirement age, been taking it for 11 months now. After hearing this one, she's better off rescinding her Social Security, paying back what she had taken in, and filing on her husband's Social Security benefit while she keeps working. Because she had to pay a ton of income tax. Because she was working full-time, plus getting the Social Security benefit, plus her husband's benefit. And they didn't, I mean, nobody likes
to
generate
money.
Yeah, so
their Social Security benefits then for both of them were probably taxable, were they not?
That's correct. They paid a ton
of
tax.
A portion of it.
And by going back and rescinding, then her worker benefits, her own personal benefits, will grow at 8% per year to age 70.
So she'll get more benefits while she's when she
retires. So it'll be like she never took them.
Correct.
But you have to do it after full retirement age and within the 12 months. If it's 12 months and a day,
can't go back.
Too late.
Right.
You're done.
Lots of planning to consider if you're scratching your head and going, what? That's a lot to digest over the radio. That's why we have the free review. I do want to encourage you to come by, take advantage of that opportunity to just bat some ideas around and see what you need to be considering before you make that leap, right? What are your options? How do things work?
And we come back from the break, we'll talk some more about Social Security, and we'll talk about what's commonly referred to as file and suspend or claim and suspend, because that's an important choice out there, too. And there's some catches to it, and we'll explain some of those when we come back from the break.
All right. You got questions? Give us a call right now, and we'll answer you while the commercials are playing. And our number for that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarre in the studio along with Doug Neal, Jamie Keys, and Craig Montana. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away.
Got hard work? Get it done with a Bobcat compact track loader. Big results in a small package. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat compact track loader and receive 0% financing for up to 60 months. Or skip the financing for rebates up to $5,100. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at BobcatoftheBrazosValley.com. Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Hope with Here I Am Orphan Ministries. It's time for the 5th annual Project Hope Golf Tournament, scheduled for Saturday, April 25th at the Brenham Country Club. Sign up your 4-man team today. Entry fee is $400 per team and includes green fee, cart fee, breakfast, and lunch. Registration opens at 7:30 a.m. and tee-off is at 9. Awards will be given to the first, second, and third place finishers, longest drive, and closest to the pin at the award ceremony. All funds raised at this golf tournament will be used for orphan care. Here I Am Orphan Ministries is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We are a Christian nonprofit ministry in Brenham and are dedicated to reaching out to orphan children at home and abroad. For questions, additional information, or even to make a donation, visit our website at orphanministries.com or call 979-421-6471. Then sign up to enjoy a great day on the golf course while raising money for orphans.
Head to your Michelin dealer today for the exciting new Michelin Defender tire. Michelin's best passenger car and minivan tire ever. The Michelin Defender is backed by a 90,000-mile limited warranty and combines safety, long tread wear, and fuel efficiency so you can have everything you want without sacrifice. See for yourself at Brenham Tire and Auto, your Michelin dealer in Brenham at 605 South Bluebell Road, or see them online at BrenhamTire.com. See manufacturer's limited warranty book for details. Also see Mr. Windshield at Brenham Tire and Auto.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at La Roche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
Radio stations KTEX 106 and KWHI 1280 have a full-time opening for a promotions director. Excellent organizational skills are a must as you will coordinate station events, promotions, ticket giveaways, and public service ads. Experience with website and social media is a plus. We will train you to be a DJ and run the audio boards. Send your resume with references to ken@ktex.com, to P.O. Box 1280, Brenham, Texas 77834, or stop by 223 East Main Street and fill out an application. We are an equal opportunity employer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's right. Toe tap in time means that we're running out of time here on the Money Makeover Show, at least for this edition of. By the way, if you want to get the information that we've just been talking about, like the Social Security information, for instance, that Doug Neal here gleaned, and Jamie Keyes.
Jamie's studying an ongoing. I just had a one-nighter.
You had a one-night.
I'm having a pass test.
Yes, that's right. Jamie's studying for some exams. And Doug, we just had someone who worked many, many years for Social Security Information Administration. And so you got the benefit of a condensed version at a seminar that we had in Houston last week. Again, if you want some of this info, glad to put that out there for you. If you want to call us at the office later on, talk to us, or maybe come by for that free review, our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And by the way, we're going to try and get this individual to come into Brenham here too in the next few weeks.
She's booked till what I heard is till 2017 though.
But we might be able to squeeze something.
Try and get her on the radio, and then maybe a couple of weeks later we can have a workshop where we can get together and talk about Social Security.
Also, if you want to listen to what we just spoke about, you go to KWHI and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, KWHI.com. That's KWHI.com. Right-hand side of the screen, you'll see the podcast listed, and we'll have this one under Social Security and Saving for Retirement.
Right. Okay, we had some really good things on Social Security off the air here. It's like...
Here's a biggie.
Did you know you could, if you've been divorced, you can file on your ex's Social Security benefits?
I thought you had to not get remarried to get that.
I'll let Jamie talk about it.
Well, you know, generally that's always been the impression that if you get divorced but you are married for more than 10 years, you can file on your ex-spouse's Social Security benefits as a spousal benefit. And commonly what we've always heard is, that's only true as long as you don't remarry. Well, turns out that that's true as long as you don't remarry unless you're over age 60. If you're over age 60 and remarry, you can still claim on your ex-spouse's benefits. And so you can be married to your current spouse, and it comes time to claim Social Security or full retirement. See which one's higher.
Yeah, your ex-spouse's
your ex-spouse or your current spouse.
Or if you're still working, file on your ex's and let yours grow at 8% a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's why it's important to understand that there's a difference between worker benefits, spousal benefits, and survivor benefits, and it's best to get all the correct information.
Also, your ex will not know that you filed on their benefits.
That's correct.
And it doesn't make any difference to them,
too,
right?
It does not affect their benefits at all.
Because that's a spousal benefit.
It's a spousal benefit.
So if you're going to get remarried after a divorce, you need to wait to 60?
Age 60.
Oh, another one that Elaine said on, if you're going to get married, you got to be married 9 months before you can claim on your new spouse's benefits.
Yep.
So after 9 months, well, then you can do what you want.
So you can't do the, what's her name, Presley? and the other guy, the movie stars, and Elvis's daughter.
Oh.
Okay, you got to be 9 months before you can file
so on they went 30 days and got a divorce. So
Can't file on their benefits.
So he can't file on her.
You can put up with almost anything for 9 months, you know.
Yeah. So that's something a lot of people miss on that, is that being able to file on your ex-spouse's.
And that ties into the other thing that I said we would talk about, and that's the file and suspend.
Okay.
Now, what you do when you file and suspend is when you reach full retirement age, and that's the key.
Yeah, that's
You have to reach full retirement age before you can file and suspend. But the advantage to that is when you reach full retirement age, when you file, your spouse can't claim on your benefits until you've actually filed for benefits.
Right. So if you don't file, they can't claim on yours.
That's correct. If you have not filed for benefits, then your spouse can't claim on your benefits. And so when you reach full retirement age, you can file and suspend. And so you file and say, tell the Social Security, I want to file for claim for benefits now, but I don't want them. And that's file and suspend.
It's not a hard thing. I looked on the form, and you fill out the information, and suspend, check the box.
Yeah. And when you do that, then your spouse can claim on your benefits. And so what that means then is your spouse then will get to compare what her worker benefits are or his worker benefits are. And your spouse's benefits.
And
whichever one's higher, that's the one that you want to try and get.
And while you're suspended, not taking your benefit?
It grows at
8% a year.
That's a great, great benefit and great information to know. But the catch there is you have to be full retirement age in order to file and suspend.
Right. So that
is that enough confusion for now? So, like I say, it really does take good planning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're thinking about it, don't just go along and say, I'm going to do this, and a friend of mine did that. Hey, don't let your friends, relatives, or whoever dictate what you think you ought to be doing. Yeah. Chances are they don't know what all their options are.
So another little twist in this thing is 35 years, Social Security Administration looks at 35 years worth of your earnings and takes the highest 35?
Well, they all get it counted in together.
They get counted together and they average out, and that's what your benefit is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll touch on this a later time.
Yeah, and the thing is that those of you who've been homemakers are going to pay the price again for that. What happens with the zeros if you were staying home taking care of the family?
We'll cover that again on another show.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
so stay tuned about that, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, let's make a point to try and get that on Wednesday, because we really want you to know how to make some informed choices. Want to talk to us one-on-one, you, your spouse, whatever, come by the office, do the free review. Our number, 979-836-2903, 836-2903. We'll see you here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.